The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Delighted that you are here for Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, a time in which you can check in, especially during the first hour. We're a little guest heavier after 7 o'clock this morning, but we got plenty of time for you to roll in and share your concerns about practically anything at all. 770-563-3770-KMED. My email, Bill at BillMyersShow.com. And the Facebook.com/BillMyersShow live feed is also up there this morning. And we have a lot going on. Just wanted to share some of who we have coming up this morning. We have a Citizens Alert coming up this morning. And I haven't had the pleasure of talking to Holly Powers, Jackson County Emergency Manager, on my show yet. And so I invited her on to kind of talk about that and see, you know, what sort of things have we learned since Almeda, and doing a better job of keeping people informed in the event of an actual or natural emergency, as the case might be. So we'll have a good talk with her. And then it's going to be a barrel of whoop-ass, I think, with Herman Bertschinger this morning. Oh, my goodness. You won't believe the Democrats in Grants Pass who have re-registered as Republicans. In other words, they're doing their best to play their version of Operation Chaos, you know, the way Rush was talking about this, remember 10, 15, 20 years ago, when he would encourage some Republicans, you know, to actually flip over and become Democrats and vote for someone in the primary to make heartburn for the Democrats. Well, the Democrats are trying to do this in Josephine County. And I think this has to do more with what is going on with the 2nd District Senate race between Noah Robinson and Christine Goodwin. Quite contentious, and a lot of barking between the dogs going back and forth over this one. I'm going to have the last word. No, you're going to have the last word. You know, anyway, it's yeah, definitely an interesting time. Of course, you know me, though, that I am very much of the opinion, and I have not really changed much on this in the primary, that the choice we have before us are, do you have an agenda candidate? Are you voting for an agenda candidate, or are you voting for an independent thinking candidate? Is it someone that the caucus is going to be really happy with and that the lobbies are going to be really happy with? Well, then, chances are it's not going to be someone that is really looking out for us and looking out for you in our interest. That's just it. Because there is such control right now in the state of Oregon because of the majority, almost supermajority of Democrats. All Republicans can do is either be there to help raise taxes or else to provide bipartisanship, that sheen of bipartisanship. And I talked about this a few weeks ago in that Patriot Conference speech that I gave. And I'm really taking this to heart, that if you're not trying to resist, if you're not voting no on all the bad bills, then you're just really part of the problem. That's just the way it is. But it would appear that our Democrats in Josephine County are trying to go against what maybe a lot of the actual Republican voters would like. And so we'll talk with Herman about this, that naming names. And there's a newspaper in Southern Oregon that apparently all of their staff and their reporters have changed their registration to Republican. And this is going to be interesting talk. I think you'll enjoy that conversation for sure. All right. What are some of the other headlines this morning here? Well, we had a car accident last night, closed East 8th Street in South Central in Medford. KOBI5.com ended up reporting that. It shut down East 8th and South Central. And apparently car accident involving a pedestrian. Eek. And Medford Police, no other details available at this time. Hopefully the pedestrian is okay. But yeah, that was shut down for a while. I think it's certainly reopened by this time. Another top headline this morning, this from the Office of the Attorney General, Ellen F. Rosenblum. So you know it's official. Oregon Department of Justice concludes the OLCC investigation. Remember that deal in which we had OLCC people, the ones that were all connected, that would go and get that really rare, really expensive booze, like, what was it, the Pappy Van Winkle? The Pappy Van Winkle and all that sort of stuff, and they would reserve it for themselves and their friends, and that's just not fair. It's just not right, you know, that kind of thing. Well, here's the result of this Attorney General investigation. In a letter to Governor Tina Kotek today, Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum announced that after thoroughly investigating allegations that employees of the OLCC improperly used their positions to obtain in-demand bottles of bourbon, you know, like the Pappy Van Winkle, the Oregon Department of Justice has concluded that criminal charges are not warranted. And the reason they're not warranted, of course, is that most of the people who would have criminal charges are Democrats. Okay, I made that part up. Maybe just a little bit. Well, maybe I mean it more than just a little bit. But anyway, it doesn't address, rather, whether the conduct of any OLCC employees violated Oregon's civil ethics laws. Of course, being an ethical public employee, being an ethical Democrat, you know, that's probably really hard. That's really hard in these times and places. So, you know, no criminal charges, but we get to say you're very, very bad people for trying to scam all of the Pappy Van Winkle bourbon for yourself, OLCC employees. But no criminal charges. No criminal charges. So ethics, I guess, don't rise to the level of crimes in the state of Oregon with Democratic control. Of course, we'd probably see the same thing in Texas. Anytime you have almost single-party rule, that's you just get kind of corrupticos everywhere you get. All right, what else we got going on? Let's check out the billionaires. We haven't had any billionaire news here for at least 5 minutes. Melinda Gates, co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, ex-wife of Microsoft founder Bill Gates. Who would ever want to divorce Bill Gates? That stud. Man, I got to tell you, it's just no one better. Always keep you vaccinated, too. But anyway, she'll be leaving her role at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation June 7th. As part of her leaving her role, you know how much she's taking with her? $12 billion. She'll keep over $12 billion in cash to continue her work on behalf of women and families. Oh, that sounds like more abortion and vaccines, doesn't it? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, among the largest charitable foundations in the world. Oh, yeah, it's charitable, all right. Every time I think of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, I get a nice warm and fuzzy feeling in the deep pit of my stomach. What about you? 20 after 6. Other news here, too, coming up, including how to tell. In fact, I'm almost thinking we need to come up with like a little bed or a little a theme music for this, like you know, how to tell that your candidate is a righto. And they just tell you right out front. But I'll tell you more about that here in just a minute, okay? This is the Bill Myers Show on KMED, KCMD.
Hi, Jason with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros with more spring savings. Right now, purchase a set of 4 qualifying Yokohama tires through June 15th and get up to a $100 rebate. Get an additional $50 when you purchase with your Tire Pros credit card. There's 14 different tires to choose from, including Geolander AT for your truck or SUV and the Avid Ascend LX for your passenger car. So stop by or call for details to save right now on quality Yokohama tires exclusively at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
Life's busy and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
Oregon Pacific Financial Advisors and TMT Business Services present Successful Succession Planning for Business Owners. If you are a business owner with over $1 million in annual revenue and pondering selling your business, this is for you. Join us for an insightful evening seminar led by expert business consultants and financial planners and discover strategies to maximize your business value, minimize taxes, and plan your next move. Join us this Thursday evening in Medford at the Rogue Valley Country Club. Reserve your spot now by calling 541-772-1116 or visit opfa.com/events. Attend the Successful Succession Planning for Business Owners presentation with Todd Tippin of TMT Business Services and Royal Stanley of Oregon Pacific Financial Advisors and hear financial strategies for your future and the future of your business. This Thursday at 5:30 p.m. in Medford at the Rogue Valley Country Club. Visit opfa.com/events to register. Securities offered by United Planners, member FINRA, SIPC. United Planners is not affiliated with OPFA or TMTBSI. Don't miss out on securing your business's future.
Sweetwater Sanitation are your experts in the sanitation business. With over 20 years of providing septic services in Southern Oregon, Sweetwater Sanitation gets the job done the right way. Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, repair, and pump your septic tank so you can focus on enjoying time with friends and family and not a septic disaster. Give them a call at 541-821-1426 or check them out online at swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, their service is the difference.
Hi, I'm Jim with the Beauty Mark Salon and Glitter Bar, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
623. Glad to have you here. Join in at 770-5633. Remember, first hour, best time to get in for Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. If you have something on your mind you'd like to share, now it could be Pebble in Your Shoe or a Pearl of Positivity. I'll take either way. Doesn't always have to be something which is bugging you, but yeah, for the most part, yeah, it's mostly about what's bugging people because there's just so much competency out there, okay? All right, let's see. We have Department of Justice in Oregon saying we will not prosecute anybody for all that abuse of their positions at the OLCC, you know, the Pappy Van Winkle bourbon scam there. So it doesn't matter if they scooped up all of that great bourbon, that beautiful bourbon for themselves. Well, there may be ethics and things like that, but they don't get involved. Department of Justice, the actual law never gets involved with something as moral or not, because this is Oregon. You know, Oregon is a moral state. So, okay. all right. I did mention in my promo promoting for this morning's show of something to watch out for, and this has to do with the consensus process. In other words, the gangrene policy solutions, you know, the you know, when you hear the siren song of the bureaucrat, which is we're going to get together and we have a predetermined outcome that we're going to do something. And in this particular case, it's locking up the Rogue River. And I know that many of us, including me, actually like having access to the Rogue River. But having access to the Rogue River is not really a great idea, according to all the people in the World Improvers Project. And the World Improvers Project, you're wondering, what am I talking about? This is the Oregon Kitchen Table. The Oregon Kitchen Table. And Commissioner Colleen Roberts sent me an email yesterday about this latest one. Dave Dotterer shared this with me, and nope, I hadn't received it. This is the public outreach bill from the Oregon Kitchen Table on the discussion on the use of the Upper Rogue, also known as shutting down the jet boat use. In my opinion, we have to have an outcry that if this use can be banned, any and all use can be banned. And Commissioner Roberts is absolutely right. For all of the people that are saying, we don't like this and the other, then they can start saying, well, you know, the people on the kayaks, they're scaring the birds or whatever the case might be. And so we better get rid of the kayaks, too. And well, pretty soon we're just going to, you know, you'll just have to look at it. You'll just be able to look at it. No, but don't touch. Don't get in it. All right. But Commissioner Roberts says, if we don't fight back against these people, and think about it, in other words, together with local, here it is, I'm just going off of her email that she sent me last night here. The plan that was outlined in the efforts back in 2018 of the Southern Oregon Land Conservancy when they acquired land around the Table Rocks, the Rogue River Preserve, in their own words, together with local, with local properties that are already conserved by Jackson County, the state, the federal government, and the Nature Conservancy, as well as other private lands with high conservation values, the Rogue River Preserve can become part of one of the largest land conservation efforts in Oregon. We could one day see a connected set of protected lands covering more than 5,000 acres and nearly 15 miles of the Rogue River. Come and look in the river, but don't use it, don't touch it, you know, in essence. And I think Commissioner Roberts is right to raise this. So this is the kind of language that you have to watch out for. And you know you're dealing with a consensus process here in which they try to fake you out that they actually have a majority consensus of in this particular case, locking up the Rogue River. Hello and happy Friday. This came from Jessica LaBerge. She, her, from the Southern Oregon South Coast Regional Solutions Coordinator, the Office of Governor Tina Kotek. Thanks for your support in getting the word out about the Upper Rogue community engagement. The survey and the website are live. Below is a draft email message, and here's a folder of materials that you can use to spread the word. We also have posts up on our Facebook and Instagram. Let me know if there's anything else that we can do to help you spread the word. And this is what they're trying to get out there. Now, remember, this is coming from the office of Tina Kotek. You know Tina Kotek doesn't want you using the Rogue River, right? The email says, share your thoughts about the Upper Rogue River. Many people use the Upper Rogue River, especially between the old Gold Ray Dam site to the Lost Creek Dam, for a whole variety of activities. Some people fish and swim or want to protect fish and animals in the river. Some people enjoy the river using boats, either with paddles or motors. And there are several businesses that take customers up and down the river, some in rafts, some in powerboats. And over the last few years, there have been some conflicts about how people are using and enjoying the Upper Rogue. Some of those people believe that increased use of motorboats, especially the businesses using jet boats, make these activities difficult or impossible. Some other people believe that everyone can enjoy the river together, including jet boats. Now, wait a minute, these are Democrats that are pushing this crap at us, right? Aren't they the ones that are always talking about inclusion? So the river's for everybody except a motorboat, right? How is that inclusive? I digress, all right? The river is also changing over time because of things like lower water and more people wanting to use it at the same time. The state of Oregon is considering making changes that some people have suggested, no, that liberals have suggested, related to the Upper Rogue. Before any decisions are made, we'd like to know more about how you and others feel about that stretch of river and how you use it. Because as we well know, in the therapeutic state of Oregon, it's always about the feels, never about the facts, only our feels. I'm adding that, by the way. There are different ways to take part. Share what you think online in English or Spanish through July 5th. And there's a survey here. I think that we, as sensible people, need to make sure that we take that survey. So I'm going to have to post this on my blog today. Invite other people. Let neighbors, friends, community groups, and visitors know where and how to share what they think. Join us for a community conversation. Now, you know when liberals in Tina Kotek's office talk about a community conversation about the Rogue River, the use of the Upper Rogue Rivers, a community conversation means we liberals lecture everybody else on how you're not going to be allowed to use the Rogue River. You can't doubt me on this kind of thing. This is the way they work in these policy consensus kind of decisions, which is why we have to be our own stakeholders on this one. And to man our stakeholders and not just cede the territory to these bozos that would more or less lock it away from anything that we might find useful at some point. Yeah, even if you don't really like jet boats all that much, the same people that will ban jet boats will ban your kayak in the future, or will ban you camping near the river or having a dog near the river because, well, you know, the dog might poo in the river and then that would kill salmon or kill fish or something. You know how it goes. Anytime, the whole aspect of the liberal intelligentsia is to lock this away from everyone except the special people. That's all there is to it. It concludes here. Would you like to host your own conversation with your community group? Visit da-da-da-da-da for a kitchen table conversation guide. Oh, my gosh. This BS, this is the same kind of stuff that Jeff Golden was doing the grift on a number of years ago, and he was doing those lectures here, those community conversations here in Southern Oregon. It's always about trying to change the attitudes of Southern Oregonians because we're just too crude and not progressive enough for our betters in Salem, in Portland. We got to fight this one for sure. 770-563-3770-KMED. I will actually just post the entire email and what we can do, because we got to get our comments in here. When someone's out there and saying that, yeah, we're taking public comment, and then people like you and me don't comment, then the only people who do comment are the ones that are saying, we'd like to have a conversation with you and take away your river rights and take away your other property rights and take away everything else under the guise of saving Mother Earth. All right? Gosh, these policy consensus people. Oh, by the way, after news, I want to share a policy consensus dimwit who is running for Oregon Secretary of State as a Republican. I can't believe how out in the open it was. So remember all of that language I was sharing with you about, you know, let's have a conversation and let's talk about, you know, Oregon solutions and policy consensus and everything, because the guy I'm going to talk to you about next is just astounds me. Anyone's thinking, oh, yeah, this is the guy that I want being Secretary of State. We'll talk about that more in just a minute, but give me a couple of minutes, okay? All right, Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. That was my boulder in my shoe. Hi, who's this? Welcome. It's on your mind.
Oh, yeah, how are you, Bill? You know, I'm surprised you're taking on the fake conservatives side on this. If you were a fisherman, say, for example, you were a salmon fisherman out on the ocean, and you used to have a pretty darn good job, but all of a sudden the spawning grounds were ripped apart by these corporate twerps that are out there, you know, trying to show how big their manhood is by slamming their boats up and down the river hour after hour, killing the spawning fish.
No one's killing any spawning fish there, David.
Oh, you want to bet?
No.
You want to bet? And what if you owned a property along that shore and the wake was ripping apart your shore every day? Every day. And say you had an expensive boat tied up at your dock, and every day that wake slams that boat against the dock.
Well, if you have an expensive boat, David, obviously that you have more boat equity than I do, and the jet boat is the boat equity for us to enjoy for we poor people. Have a nice day. This is the Bill Myers Show.
I'm Claudette Moore, former Medford City Councilperson.
My name's Terry Baker, and I'm the mayor of Phoenix.
I'm Dave Wright with CPM Real Estate Services, and I support Randy Sparacino.
I'm supporting Randy Sparacino.
I support Randy Sparacino for Jackson County Commissioner. I've known Randy Sparacino for several years. He was chief of police in Medford, now he's mayor of Medford, and he's doing a fantastic job running that city, keeping it safe, and helping as many people as he can.
Vote Randy Sparacino for Jackson County Commissioner. Paid for by Sparacino for Oregon, ID 20676.
If you're searching for a property with a well, don't make a decision without a well flow test from Siskiyou Pump Service. Well flow testing is necessary in assessing the performance and reliability of the system. Real estate lenders often require flow validation to ensure it meets their criteria. Siskiyou Pump Service, with over a half century of dedicated service in Southern Oregon, are your go-to experts for a comprehensive well flow test that provides crucial insights into capacity, yield, and functionality. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
News sponsored by Caveman Heating and Air. It's the climate, and we control it. Call Caveman Heating and Air at 541-476-0009 or cavemanheating.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Antony Blinken's latest diplomatic mission finds a U.S. Secretary of State in Ukraine. Blinken's trip follows congressional approval of more U.S. aid for Ukraine. The Biden administration does not consider Israel's war on Hamas in Gaza as a genocide. That, according to Biden National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Just like last year, smoke from Canadian wildfires having an effect on air quality across parts of the U.S. Public health warnings have been posted across parts of the upper Midwest. Robust sales of its video games, music, and movies drove Sony's profits through the roof in the fourth quarter. Sony reporting a 34% surge in its bottom line for the final 3 months of 2023. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street now. Stocks starting off the day in the red following the latest report on wholesale prices. More details, SRNnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But It's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
American Rancher Garage, United in service.
Summer is coming. Don't let breakdowns in the heat leave you stranded. Now through May 31st, get 10% off an engine cooling system service at American Wrench Garage. You can also take advantage of great savings on air conditioning diagnostics and system charges now through the end of summer. American Wrench Garage wants to keep you cool, arrive on time, and save some money doing it. Call now and book an appointment at 541-499-6673. American Wrench Garage, we are United Through Service.
The Medford Rifle and Pistol Club's Gun Show is this weekend. It's a terrific selection of antique and modern firearms, including rifles and pistols, revolvers, knives, ammo, and accessories for sale. Sign up to win a door prize and ask about the club's free training classes for the general public, including their concealed weapon permit classes. The Medford Rifle and Pistol Club's Gun Show this weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. Only $5 gets you into the best gun show both days. It's in the Blue Building on Vilas Road, just west of Crater Lake Highway.
Welcome back to the Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMET, 99.3 KCMD.
So the Greens are looking for input on the Rogue River because ultimately they don't want anything happening on the Rogue River. Miner Dave wants to weigh in on this. Hello, Dave. Welcome.
Welcome. I just wanted to, I hope everybody had a good Mother's Day. Just wanted to get that in.
Good.
Anyways, because mine's gone. So, anyways, I was just saying is they're going to ban jet boats. Why don't they ban fishing? Why don't they just go ahead and ban looking at it?
Ultimately, ban though, but you know, the thing is, ultimately, that is where it wants to be taken. And so that's an interesting way of looking at that. And it's not that I'm in love with big, loud jet boats. And that although I like anything that's loud and noisy within reason, I don't mind a little bit of that, but they use this, I think, as a Trojan horse then to get everybody else to believe that, well, ultimately it's just the entire communistic way and we just keep you away from everything and only the nomenclatura end up getting a chance to view wildlife, I guess. Appreciate the call for that, Dave. Hello, Mr. X. I wanted to get you on here because I'm sure you have something interesting to say about this desire to have a conversation, in other words, a lecture to lock up the Rogue River here.
Well, the funniest thing is, and this is a tough thing, Bill, but because people have to relate to what's really happening, the Oregon Kitchen Table is part of the National Policy Consensus Center, okay, up in Portland State University.
Okay, now hold on just a minute. When you say National Policy Consensus Center, it needs emphasis, okay? You can't just say National Policy Consensus Center. When you say that, you have to make sure that people understand what Policy Consensus Center is all about, right? And explain briefly here before we continue.
Well, exactly. And, that came about actually from a name change. And I'm struggling right now because I can't remember the actual name. But it's a division to falsify public input. It's a division that is oh, we're having a conversation with you around the kitchen table.
With a predetermined outcome, in this case of locking up the Rogue River or blowing up the dams, as the case might be, as we know what happened on the Klamath, right? Well,
the email you read, you had a point in it, which is the state of Oregon is considering. No, the state of Oregon is not considering doing it. There's a group of stakeholders of whatever group they want to be called or whatever group they're members of that want to do this. Well, it's part of an incremental step. And we've established long ago how they're eventually going after Lost Creek Dam. And they've used all of these things over the years and they keep using them. But the important thing is public input. And we can outmaneuver these people by concentrating on that aspect of it. And you have to stay involved. And the reality to it is you tell them the process that you're using is wrong. It's illegal. We have property rights. There's the laws. The guy who called in about his shoreline. Well, it's not his shoreline.
Yeah, you're right, because isn't a certain percentage of that shoreline actually public property?
That's right. I can park my boat there and walk within 10 feet or 12 feet of the water's edge if I have to. And that's if somebody's in trouble, or if that's if somebody needs to move it around a rock outcropping, or you know, whatever it is. But this river is considered a highway. And, you know, it's frustrating. And you can probably hear it in my voice. When you have these people that come in and through their incremental jabs at creating the sustainable world and all of these things, and people don't understand, there's a loss of freedom on every level. Those rivers are ours. It's a public trust. And you look at it, and the reality to it is, what's the next step? What are they going to be unhappy with next?
Well, next it'll be they'll be unhappy with the kayaks because they'll be scaring the fish and the critters. You know, you can see them making a case, right? Couldn't you?
Well, you can see them making the case next, Bill, of banning drift boats.
Yeah.
Okay, because they might want to anchor, and that anchor could drop on the head of the fish. Oh, yes, it's so terrible. We can't have fishing there. Oh, we can't have this. We can't have that. The reality to it is that these are all intrusions, and they're intrusions that we have to recognize as for what they are.
It's every bit of an intrusion as the Democrat Party having shoved in all of these charter changes that they're wanting to get through in these in Jackson and Josephine County elections.
Well, that is the thing. It's all around us. And they keep coming, and they keep coming. But what is it? It's an example of one thing and one thing only, centralized control. And however you bring it around, centralized control, their ultimate goal is the central federal government. And, you know, over the years, we've talked so much about this. But looking at how they do it here, well, a few years back, what was it? They OWEB, which is Oregon Water Resources or, you know, Water Department, they gave a $1 million grant, I think it was, a couple million dollars or $1 million to buy a ranch at the top of the Rogue River there just below the dam. And then they wanted to create areas of critical environmental concern around the Table Rock area.
It's an incremental locking away of the public lands and waters from the people under the guise of protecting the land.
That's the whole key. Under the guise of protection, under the guise of, but it's actually incremental steps to lock up the river and make it a wild and scenic, and that was their goal, to make it a wild and scenic river all the way to the dam.
Including blowing out the dam at some point. This has been well known and talked about for years.
Right.
That would be the goal. And every step takes us closer to blowing out the dams and getting rid of flood control and water control and all the rest. All right, Ed, so
exactly
we know what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to get involved in our comment process again. Now,
well,
I wanted you to...
Let me explain something.
Okay.
The comment process, if you involve yourself with simply a comment on what they're doing, that's not quite enough. You have to out the process of what they're doing in that comment. In other words, you demand that they go away. You demand that they have no real input into this, according to the law.
Because the state of Oregon hasn't been polled on this. It's a state. No, you're right. It's just a stakeholders, a bunch of busybodies that this is their agenda based process. Now, Ed, we'll talk more about comments here. We got a couple months yet to get the comments in on this. Okay, and we'll talk more about that. But since you are here and you understand the insidious language of the policy consensus, the Oregon solutions process, you know, all that kind of talk that you hear, I think you'll find this very interesting because I wanted to bring up a campaign mailer I got from Brent Barker. Do you know who he is?
Bill, I have followed very little on that.
Okay,
part.
Well,
I haven't been able to.
He's a Republican candidate for Oregon Secretary of State. So he and Dennis Linthicum are battling back and forth, you know, for the Republican nomination to take on whatever Democrat clown with tons of union money will be behind them in the general election. Okay, Secretary of State runs the elections. So this is the campaign guy. Now, remember, this is a Republican. Okay, remember, this is a Republican running for Oregon Secretary of State, Ed. I'm just reading from his material here. Brent Barker for Oregon will promote and build fair access to our democracy in the state of Oregon, making reliable tools available to achieve economic success in the capacity of Secretary of State, ensuring resources are used responsibly and efficiently with accountability, integrity, competency, blah, blah, blah. Okay? Now, this is where it gets really interesting, Ed, and this is the type of Republican I fight against, and this is why. He continues, speaking with a group of fellow Oregonians that happen to be Democrats, the majority, found it interesting a couple said that they would enjoy and love working with me as Oregon Secretary of State. Believe many Oregonians are exhausted by division and bitterness and hope for a new era, finding peace and joy in common ground with respectful bipartisanship. Now, here comes the clincher, Ed, and I'd like to get your response. These are the guiding principles in my dispute resolution training at Pepperdine University Caruso School of Law, caucusing, preference building, committee work, and building a bipartisan plan for you, the voter, to approve. The Secretary of State is a critical office to elections, businesses, and land use. Oregon deserves better. A worker, a problem solver. Doesn't that sound like a right-wing sellout, though, to the policy consensus, the Oregon solutions thing? Am I wrong when I read that out of his statement?
You are spot on, Bill. And the first part of where it goes wrong is where you said, in our democracy.
I know. I wanted to throw up in my mouth a little bit. Our democracy is like, basically the commie term for their democracy. It's what it is.
Well, we don't have a democracy.
I know. I know you try to explain that to the dim bulbs. They don't like that.
That's it. We have a representative form of government, and that's it, a Republican form of government. And that's not Republican as the party. All it means is that in order to keep America functioning, in order to have the ideals of the Constitution, we have a representative republic.
Yeah. Now, you contrast Brent Barker here with Dennis Linthicum, who just wants to actually follow the Constitution and have an actual ethical election system, you know, with integrity in it, and without all this talk about, my dispute resolution training, my policy consensus training at the University of Caruso School of Law. You know, it's like, wait a minute. Yeah, these are the same kind of Republicans that festoon the state legislature right now, Ed. So many of them, the agenda-based politicians. You know, the ones
exactly right, Bill. And once he opens the door into that, he validates everything we've talked about for almost, 12 years now? The reality to it is you look at it, you understand it. When you hear those terms, when you see that, dispute resolution is the entire concept of the National Policy Consensus Center, because it was founded on the legislature of Oregon abolished the Community Dispute Resolution Commission, which oversaw the Community Dispute Resolution Program in every county in Oregon. And they abolished it as it was, as what it was a form of mediation. And what you know, when we look at the reality to it is on a step-by-step, intrusion, they've overwhelmed it, they've taken it over, and then they use the consensus model to falsify public input. And the reality is that's why everybody's so frustrated that all of these things keep happening, because they're not paying attention to what process they're using, but yet that process is illegal if other laws exist. They cannot use it, but they can use it if you don't say anything.
Yeah, if all you do is respond to what the stakeholders want to do, you're not fighting them. If all you're doing is responding to them, just responding to them.
That's right.
And I don't think this is a good plan. The response is that you're using a consensus process, which is illegal to be doing here. We have other laws that can take care of this kind of stuff. So, Ed, thank you. I've kept you on longer than I thought I would, than you probably were expecting. But I wanted you to hear the siren song bureaucratic words, even coming out of Republican candidates for statewide office here. And I don't know, maybe they think they have to blather the same BS coming from the left-wing Lewis and Clark type law school types in order to get accepted into, you know, the proper circles, you know, the reasonable, the reaching across the aisle. It's like a throw up in my mouth a little bit. Ed, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. If you're on hold, folks, I'll get to you in just a moment, too. Pebble in your shoe, boulder in the Rogue River, Tuesday. This is the Bill Maher Show.